Playoff fever is in full swing across the Mile High City. The Broncos are rested and ready for action as the Colts come to town for a Week 1 rematch with much higher stakes on the line.
Throws a slant, Julius Thomas, easy.
It's win or go home with one mission in mind, Super Bowl or bust. Fox on Fox kicks off right now.
Welcome into Fox on Fox. Nick Griffith alongside Broncos head coach John Fox. Broncos versus the Colts, divisional playoff game this Sunday, 2:40 kickoff, Sports Authority Field at Mile High. How about just a state of the team, coach? What's the mindset of this team right now going into this all-important game?
I think we're in a great place. You know, I think we've had a great week of preparation. The guys' focus has been tremendous. I think the team health is better. So I feel really good about where we're at.
Obviously a lot of excitement. I'm sure anxious is probably a word that we could use. How do you kind of balance that with also staying grounded and staying focused on the task at hand?
Well, I mean, we kind of, you know, we know that if you don't prepare, all right, it's not going to go good. So, everything goes into our preparation. The games get way bigger on the outside, from how many media there or post-practice to how much coverage, because instead of 32 teams, they're down to 8. So we want to continue that, and our guys understand how to prepare for that.
Motivational devices this week. I liked how you kind of did a crossover to basketball. Kind of explain that reference that you gave your team, and how did they respond to that?
Well, it's been something we've been talking about most of the season. You know, it was really the disappointment of losing a championship game or championship series like San Antonio did. And I've got great respect for Coach Popovich and the Spurs organization and really how they kind of, you know, managed their journey this past season to win it all. So just something that there's been some parallels we've drawn from, and hopefully we've taken heed.
You guys come back off the bye week much, much healthier. Explain what that does for your team, how that helped kind of rejuvenate this team moving forward.
Well, I think, you know, really first and foremost, our bye was super early this year, the earliest I can ever remember having one. So we played a lot of games since that time, and, you know, we were about due for a break, and, you know, we earned it. So, you reward the players when they, you know, they earn something, and, they did a good job earning it, and we did a good job responding to it.
I know you're hopeful to get middle linebacker Brandon Marshall back this week. Explain what that would do to your team to get what is your leading tackler back on the field this week.
Well, yeah, we've had a lot of bumps and bruises at that position, you know, losing Danny Trevathan for the year. You know, we had Brandon Marshall step in, who was a virtual unknown at that point. But everybody in this league starts off as a nobody. So, he really had a good year. He got some Pro Bowl votes. He'd be a guy we'd love to have back out there, but we won't put him out there unless he's healthy.
And he possibly is going to be needed to track down the likes of one Andrew Luck. Talk about Andrew Luck, the quarterback for the Colts, what he's able to do, why he is such a great quarterback.
Well, I think he's had success, you know, really his whole career, both in college football and, you know, very early on in his pro career, maybe some of the best early success by a quarterback maybe in NFL history. So he's smart. He's got all the intangibles. We got to know him pretty well at the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago. And, watching him, he's big and strong, make all the throws. He's a good decision maker. He's got good mobility. He's very, very strong, hard to get down, you know, kind of Ben Roethlisberger-like in that manner. But, it'll be a great challenge for us, one we're looking forward to.
Speaking of Andrew Luck, speaking of Peyton Manning, of course, it is a big storyline, maybe outside of this building, outside of Dove Valley, that being Peyton Manning versus his former team. Get your take in a second. Let's go ahead and take a listen to what Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning have to say about the rematch once again.
Honestly, people don't ask me too much about it. It's you guys on the media days. So I would too. I think, you know, it's, you know, fans, we love storylines, right? And it's just seems to be the nature of the sports culture today. And, yeah, so be it.
I think we've kind of covered that, right? It's, you know, I've been here with Denver 3 years, third time we played them. And, you know, obviously 2 years ago or last year we went back there to play. I understand that was kind of a unique story, but.
You guys are kind of past the hoopla of Broncos versus Colts these days?
Yeah, it is our third time. You know, I think, this flashing back, you know, I think his first game as an opponent in that stadium, I mean, that was emotional.
Big.
You know, I mean, it was very hard on him. You know, I think So anyways, and then to open up this year, and now this will be the third time, I think, you know, it's really, and from our approach, and I'm sure same with the Colts, it's more about, you know, about Denver Broncos versus the Colts.
This game, this huge playoff game coming up. Coach, we're going to get your take on much more of that coming up in just a little bit. But first up, let's go back to studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. The Broncos and Colts are no strangers, and this is the third time they faced off just in the last couple of seasons, including back on week one in our look behind enemy lines sponsored by Coloradans against auto theft. Now, some things have changed, but others have not. Andrew Luck is still the key to making this offense go. His 4,700 pass yards this season ranked him third in the NFL, and his 40 touchdowns was the most in the league. But he also tossed 16 interceptions, the sixth most in the NFL. Luck's favorite target is wideout T.Y. Hilton, but in the red zone, it's all about these two tight ends. Kobe Fleener and Dwayne Allen tied for the team lead with 8 touchdown catches each. They also combined for 80 receptions and nearly 1,200 yards. And on the defensive side, one of the game's top corners, Vontae Davis. On top of 39 tackles and 21 passes defended, Davis grabbed 4 interceptions and recovered a fumble. He'll be looking to slow down DT and Emmanuel Sanders all afternoon on Sunday. Up next, we're sitting down with Demaryius Thomas to get his thoughts on facing off against Vontae Davis, plus how the team is using last year's Super Bowl blowout as motivation and a valuable lesson for this season's playoff push. And 30 years after his last snap, a member of the Orange Crush is still having an impact on the field. How Randy Granishar remains an enforcer for the NFL.